What is up, wrestling fans? Welcome to another episode of the Smart Guy Moment Smack Talk Podcast. This one took a while to get to you. Been having issues with Skype and OBS, and it's one of those days. So if I'm sounding like I'm stressed, it's because I am. I apologize in advance. I am your host, as always, Tony Mango. Joining me, as always, and you can hear him, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, got Callum Wiggins.
Hello there, unless you cannot hear me, in which case, continue on.
And Robert DeFelice.
I literally cannot believe any of this.
Literally. Okay. So, let me get some of that energy out of the way. What we're doing today is we are wrapping up NXT UK. It is done. The brand is over. NXT Europe is going to be what comes out of this. We don't know when that's happening. We don't know what that's going to be. Anything that goes along with that is kind of up in the air. But what we do know is what had already happened with NXT UK. And the one of the ideas that was just on that perpetual maybe we'll get around to it list was the mock draft of NXT UK. And then the follow-up of the matchmaker stuff. You know, when we take our cards, so with the people that we have, and try to figure out what the best possible card would be. Well, we kind of can't do that. The more that I thought about it, the more that I looked at the list of the people that we had available, and I didn't think that there was any possible means for us to draft three separate rosters with this group of something like, I think it's less than 100 people, and to make pay-per-view cards out of that, because we would end up having like four matches apiece or so. So instead, what I figured what we could do is something that we haven't been able to tap too much into with other things yet, which is the Ultimate card. This is kind of the way that they do it with WWE, with the Ultimate show, kind of separate. It's essentially a mixture of what's going on with there and our mock draft pay-per-view cards. The difference being, we're working together on this, and we are trying to make the best possible NXT UK card from everybody that has been a part of the brand. Now, to separate the difference between anybody who's popped up on the brand and been actually signed, the names that I wrote down on this that we can pick from, and we don't have to pick everybody, obviously not everybody's necessarily going to get on the card, are the people that had been a regular on the brand. And some of those are people that maybe not necessarily had even been signed, like Myla Grace and Josh Morrell and Levi Muir and Angel Hayes and all them, but they at least had wrestled, you know, 5-6 matches or so. Not somebody who had popped up for a one-time stint, not somebody like a Thea Hale who, you know, for 1 week was a part of NXT UK and then was part of that big group photo. I don't really know what the philosophy was there, but it's all the people that you would normally expect, you know, the Mustache Mountain group, Noam Dar, Nina Samuels, Mark Andrews, et cetera, et cetera. The champions, of course, are in the mix here, including the people that had gotten released from before, because this is an all-time list. So we've got Ligero and Travis Banks and the people like Tony Storm, who went from that brand to NXT, to the main roster, to now AEW. All those people are factored in here, and what we are going to do is we're going to look at the options available, we're going to debate back and forth what the best possible lineups could be, and we're going to settle on what the ultimate pay-per-view card would be. So as we do this, we want to know what you have to say about it, so drop your thoughts in the comments below, and tell us what ideas that you had, if you're like, my God, you guys missed an opportunity here to do this team, and to do this kind of a tag team title match, or whatever it might be, I don't know. I don't know why I'm focusing on tag teams, but that is the goal. And of course, if you enjoy this, hit the like button, hit that subscribe button, ring that little notification bell, get to know when we go live on different things like that. If you want to help us out on the monetary side of things to make sure that I don't have more issues like this going forward and that I could have somebody go, oh, you just fix it by doing this or whatever like that, then consider the marketplace options that you have available up on your screen right now, one of them being the Patreon. And then the same exact equivalent of that is the YouTube channel membership. That little join button gives you access to the same things like the dark cast, the pick your poison tier, the thanks button is available as well if you want to toss a little spare change our way. You got Redbubble and TeePublic for the merchandise options. If you want to pick up like a t-shirt or a sticker or a laptop thing or something, those are definitely all available, not only just for Smart Guy Moment, but for A Mango Tees and for Fanboys Anonymous. more on that stuff later on. But anything that you guys do towards that, even if it's $1 a month, is greatly appreciated, especially because YouTube does not have great ad rates. So, you know, the idea of $1 a month, you're directly funding something more than the ads go. That sounds pitiful, but it's true. So I'm hoping that all the recording stuff goes along here. I'm hoping that I can screen share this and get that going. But I'm going to, for right now, I'm going to leave the static graphic up on the screen for those on YouTube. If you're listening elsewhere, it doesn't really matter to you. You're not going to see it anyway. But the audio only versions are what they are. And I think that these guys can see what the breakdown is that I've got going on, right? You guys have access to the spreadsheet, yeah. So one of the best ways to start off, I think, is to just acknowledge the elephant in the room. We're clearly going Walter as the NXT UK champion, right?
I think it's pretty rude to call Walter an elephant.
Yeah.
Hey, he's lost
some weight. He's not Barry, okay? Like,
well, if we had Walter versus Barry, it'd be a hell of a match.
We're definitely going with Walter, and I'm all for him being the world champion in our fantasy universe for NXT UK, because he was the best champion. I really thought he would make it to 1,000 days.
How far did he come? It was like 800 or something?
He got pretty close. It was over 800.
Yeah. Basically, any universe where Walter is world champion is the universe that I'm happy to be in.
So, you mentioned some people here. You mentioned... You got everyone from like Jack Stars, you got Ligero, you got Travis Banks. No one's gonna disagree with me when I say I think the first match we should book is a draw in a dumpster match between Ligero and Travis Banks, right? Right in the trash. just right in the trash, just get out of here.
I think one thing that we can pretty much establish ahead of time is there are a good number of people here that we are not going to focus on. And if we have some kind of like a battle royal or something, we'll toss them in there. But I highly doubt that anybody's going to pitch like the Ashton Smith match, unless he's just a part of the tag team with Oliver Carter, or I would assume Joseph Connors might not even get a match or something, but more than likely, we'll end up having the NXT UK title match, the women's title match, tag team title match, Heritage Cup as like a British rounds scenario. And that's four matches, and we can go as many matches as we want to get as many people on the card. But certain groups, I'm assuming, are sticking together. I highly doubt we're going to have just like a single Wolfgang match as a part to, him a part of Gallus or something. So I know when I fantasy book, the way that I tend to look about this, I don't know if you guys do the same methodology as I do. I try to separate people into where I think that they're going to be pigeonholed, and then I look at who's left, and then I kind of go based off of that. I would say more than likely the options for who's going to fight Walter, which we go with Walter, not Gunther, and Kaylee Ray, not Alba Fire, just because it's NXT UK. Probably the British Strong Styles people, or Dragunov, right?
Callum, is it Dragunov? It's Dragunov, right? We can lock that in.
I mean, he's certainly a big option. The options where I look at it is it's Dragunov, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, and then on the outside chance, you're looking at Joe Coffey and Cassius Ohno. They're kind of like the five, really, have the strongest case to fight war for the championship. My vote would be with Pete Dunne, because we only saw that match once, and I'd like to see it again.
So I'm going to create a little thing here. You can't see it on your screens, everybody, but you're not missing anything. It's a spreadsheet. It's not that fun. Walter options. Pete Dunne, Dragunov, or as we should refer to him. I would vote for Dunn or Dragunov over Bait, Coffee, or Ohno. What about you, Rob?
I would go Dragunov, Dunn, and then as a third option, Ohno. But I want Ohno in the Heritage Cup match. But we'll get there.
So then that would pretty much move it down to, if we go for three options, the three first. or unanimous. It's a better way to say it instead of a three for that. It's either Dragunov or done. Can you guys think of anything offhand that Dragunov could do outside of fighting Walter that would be particularly appealing?
I mean, he could have any match with pretty much anybody on the roster and it'd be good.
I mean, as far as like equal or better, because it's like, yeah, I mean, Dragunov against Joe Coffey could be good.
There's no better match that Dragunov can have than against Walter, but there's also no better match that Pete Dunne can have than against Walter. There's pretty much no better match than anybody on this roster than against Walter.
I could see Pete Dunne versus Cassius Ohno in the Heritage Cup.
Well, I could see Dragunov versus Cassius Ohno in the Heritage Cup as well.
I'd be all right with that. I'd be all right with Dragunov versus Ohno in the Heritage Cup, and we put Pete Dunne against Walter.
I think I'd lean more towards Walter since he's taller. Which sounds kind of like mean, but I mean, Dunn, I tend to enjoy Dunn matches more than Dragunov matches, but between those two, I'd probably lean more towards liking the Dragunov Walter match more. Is there a way we can like spice it up or something? Like, we don't need to, but like, say one of those against Walter in like a no DQ or 2 out of 3 or false count anywhere or something. Like,
no, because Walter's best work is a standard match. I think adding a gimmick to it beyond something that is wrestling related,
it'd be time based, like an Iron Man or something.
Something like that. Then yeah, we could definitely do something with Walter, but it can't be anything like no DQ or something like that. That just diminishes Walter's appeal. Was one of the few guys that I would say should never have an ODQ match.
I guess that if we were to go with Walter and Dragunov, it would be the rubber match between them. Walter won one, Dragunov won the second one.
Yeah.
But, again, I just do want to state my case a little bit more. The fact that Pete Dunne, we've only seen that match once, so it's a fresher match. And Pete Dunne is the second longest reigning UK champion ever. So it's like a battle between the two greatest champions in NXT UK's history.
Right now, I'm going to write down both names. Just because
it's only going to go in that direction.
I don't think we're going to suddenly just be like, Flash Morgan Webster. But we'll come back around to that.
You mentioned Flash Morgan Webster, and I think for the tag team championship match, you should do some kind of, I was thinking fatal four-way ladder between four of the teams that were really synonymous with belts. So I was thinking Gallus, South Wales, Pretty Deadly, and Grizzly Young Veterans. One, because while they are the first four champions, I think Mustache Mountain can maybe do something better, and even Tyler Bate in the singles. Ashton Smith and Oliver Carter, you're not really going to talk about. And who really wants to talk about Jensen and Briggs?
I mean, I think when it comes to the tag team titles, at the very least, I think to write them down, Grizzled Young Veterans, Pretty Deadly, they're pretty solid for doing that. I'm just going to put them on a thing like that. I wouldn't be opposed to South Wales subcultures being in that. I don't know about Gallus. Mustache Mountain, possibly.
Gallus held the fucking belts for like 700 days. I don't care if there's a pandemic. They held the belts longer than anyone. I think they absolutely have to be here.
But I could see potentially a 6-man tag with Gallus separate.
But if we're not that's where I would factor in Pete Dunne again, because the only team I would really be interested in seeing them against would be British Strong Style.
What about Imperium? Eichner, Bartel, and Wolf.
You know?
Gallus against Imperium?
I'd listen to
that. That could be like a no DQ kind of brawl. Or it could be a regular match.
I'd hear that out.
Let me write down South Wales subculture. I kind of like the idea of this ladder match thing. What do you think about that, Callum?
I'm not that keen.
What about it? Is it to the people or the ladder match or four-way or all of it?
I just think NXT UK Championship match, you should just put a match on between the two best teams that you could potentially put it on. And in my mind, that's British Strong Style versus Imperium. Fabian Aichner and Marcel Bartel. I just think it's a match we didn't see much, if at all. And I don't think that there's any two better tag teams than those two from NXT in NXT UK's history.
I like his way of thinking.
I mean, I do appreciate the idea of the Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match, but again, it just feels like a rehash of something they did, which was good. But you're also saying, like, Southwest Subculture, Pretty Deadly, Grizzled Young Veterans, and Gallus, essentially the match, same tag team. It's the same tag team match, except you're just trading Pretty Deadly in for whoever the other team was in that match.
The other team, yeah.
Well, as far as tag teams go, we're pretty much working with Gallus, Grizzled Young Veterans, Imperium, Mustache Mountain, Pretty Deadly, and South Wales.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be, like, really doing anything with Noam Dar and Shaw Samuels or Symbiosis or DeFamilia or anything.
Well, we can make Mark Andrews fight Mark Andrews.
Yeah. he still loses the match somehow. So we got six teams there, and three of them have the option of having a third member and being part of some kind of six-man tag. Gallus, Imperium, and Mustache Mountain if they add Pete Dunne. But Pete Dunne, if we go elsewhere with him, like the Ono thing, then that keeps it to Bate and Seven. I like Bate and Seven together for sure, rather than Bate by himself and Seven struggling to like find a spot on the card, because I don't think that like Seven against Jordan Devlin or something would really appeal to me separately. I do think that Jordan Devlin should be a noteworthy person on this card, though.
I disagree. We'll see. I think he should just be someone that falls down the card somewhere, some random match that we don't care about.
I don't think he should necessarily have like the Heritage Cup match. It might, I mean, depending on where we go, but I think he could be just like a feud.
Put him in a match with Nathan, like, Frazier, and call it a day.
Yeah, that's kind of this level that I'm looking at for Jordan Devlin.
I was thinking like Devlin against maybe Charlie Dempsey or something. Just like, good to you know, a match, essentially. Yeah. So UK tag titles. We're down to those. If we can figure out potentially a six-man tag, I think, then we can figure out where the tag titles are going.
So now, Callum likes the idea of British Strong Style against Imperium. I'd go Gallus, Imperium. But I had Bate in mind for the Heritage Cup match. But if you guys can think of someone better than him, then I'm okay with putting Seven with Bate in the tag title match against Imperium.
I mean, my issue with the idea of a six-man tag, especially if it's Gallus versus Imperium, is that you have Wolfgang and Alexander Wolf involved in it, which diminishes what the match would otherwise be if it was just a tag match.
So what about Gallus versus a DeFamily in like a six-man?
I don't want DeFamily anymore on this card.
fair enough.
I want Dempsey somewhere on there if we can get him, but Rohan Raja and Teoman, I am perfectly fine not being on this. There's actually, yeah. I mean, I don't know if we, I kind of did it for a little bit of it. I'll switch over the screen share just to show people a little bit of what I'm talking about. This is our working sheet that we're going through. I'll switch it back because you guys don't need to see all this nonsense, but some of these people like Jack Stars and whatever are just kind of already labeled enhancement talent because realistically, I mean, come on.
What about what would you guys like to do with Noam Dar?
So Noam Dar is in this range for me where I'm a much bigger fan of Noam Dar than a lot of other people are, it seems. But I kind of group him in with like Devlin, Dempsey, maybe like a Dave Mastiff, Rampage Brown as supplemental. Like there are definitely other people that I would prioritize, but but I hope that he gets on the card. If he doesn't, I'll feel like that's missing something. But I could see him in a tag team match. Like, I could see him paired with Kenny Williams. I could see him with Shaw Samuels, if you want to bring him in there. I could see him with just like a random match against like a Rampage Brown or something.
Fair enough. Because the only other place I'd put him of note would be, again, Heritage Cup. But I like the idea of Ono being a part of that.
I really like the idea of Ono on there, especially because it's like, if he's playing the heel and it's the Heritage Cup and this is American coming in and being an ass about that, I think he could tell a good story there. Should we potentially lock in Ono as a Heritage Cup guy? Because we all seem to be kind of okay with that.
I mean, I'm kind of okay with it, but if we're taking him in as the heel in that role, see, the person that I see perfectly started in for the Heritage Cup Championship is Charlie Dempsey.
I had Ono versus Dempsey.
That would work, but does Dempsey work as a babyface?
Well, the other twist of it could be Ono wins it and Dempsey's the heel. You know what? Maybe Ono's not the champion. Maybe Ono's just kind of fighting for the sake of it. I mean, we don't need to necessarily go in that direction of the American boohoo kind of thing.
I mean, I'd be totally fine with Dempsey versus Ono. That seems like a fun match. That kind of like Dempsey is the guy in the entire UK roster that's kind of screams the round system more than anybody else.
Let's see who our her options are for the Heritage Cup. Separate that. We got Ono, we got Dempsey. Realistically speaking, maybe Bate. Maybe Noam Dar, but I doubt it. Maybe Devlin. Maybe Dunn. Maybe Dragunov. Anybody else stand out to you guys as like a go-to?
Fraser, maybe.
I think I'd go all of them over Fraser. Same thing with A-Kid.
No one else on top of those ones.
Like Wild Boar's not going to be in there. I think Joe Coffey is better off in the tag team or six-man tag team match. Not like a Rich Holland, not an Eddie Dennis. It's probably these guys. So that's seven options. Taking it down to six, depending on between Dragunov and Dunn, who goes with Walter. More than likely, probably not Noam Dar for that. Just, we probably would end up going with the other people. Bate Dempsey. Oh no. I would say my go-tos would be Ono Dunn, Ono Dempsey. Yeah, probably those two would be the two that I would be leaning more towards. The Heritage Cup.
And that also like put forward Dunn and Dempsey as a match as well.
Dunn and Dempsey, I guess, could. I didn't even think about it that way. That's pretty dumb of me. And then if we did that, then Ono would have some other kind of spot. But he could just have a regular match with somebody just to be like, hey, I'm going to fight so-and-so. And then it doesn't matter if he's heel or face for, championship. Is there another Ono person you guys could see having another match with that's not with the Heritage Cup? Like Ono and Rampage Brown or...
I had the idea of Ono and Rampage just because... It's two big guys going up against each other.
Two older guys too.
Yeah, just two kind of grizzled veterans that like are good at beating the shit out of each other.
Realistically speaking, I don't know if there's another match that intrigues me as much for Rampage Brown other than Cassius Ono. Now that we're bringing that up, unless you Mastiff and Rampage as like the two other big guys.
It would need to be a big guy match with Rampage. That's the one that he kind of thrives in the most. The only options for Rampage outside of Ono that have the size and build to go up against him people are Mastiff, Rich Holland, I don't think there's even any or Walter, obviously, but don't Walter to be there. You're not going to put like Saxon Huxley or Tyson T-Bone against him.
So we lost Rob.
That's good to know.
He lost all his power.
Hey.
So he...
He has no say in this now.
Is not going to be joining us for part of this. We're hoping to get him back on. But in the meantime, Callum and I can try to debate stuff back and forth. Sorry, everybody. This is the way that this is going today. Literally every single possible issue could have happened. It's happening with the idea of it being a Skype issue on multiple fronts. The recording things, but not recording the audio for the Skype side. It's not just a Skype thing. It's an OBS thing as well. Clearly, this part is not an issue with that. It's just Rob's house lost power. So, we gotta get this out instead of just waiting and redoing this whole thing all over again. But hopefully Rob can pop in any minute now. In the meantime, I think Callum and I can argue some stuff back and forth pretty well. So hopefully you guys like this. Again, if it's an issue, sorry, we're doing the best that we can. How do you feel about this? Ono and Rampage as a separate match, Dunn and Dempsey for Heritage Cup.
I think this is, and again, this might sound like sacrilegious, depending on it. I think Dunn's too big for the Heritage Cup.
Couldn't just like put it on the map?
Well, potentially, yeah, but it just feels like he's too big of a deal to be either holding or competing for that trophy. This is odd because Tyler Bate is one of the first people that held it, so, and he was the first ever UK champion, but that was to give it some initial credibility. I always kind of think that it should be between two up and coming guys. Then, I mean, he could be the one holding it, and then Dempsey could be the one challenging, so maybe there's something there.
That's where I was thinking that Dunn's the guy who gets he's walking in as the champion, because it's kind of like, okay, well, let's make the Heritage Cup not. I mean, it's a secondary card. It's a secondary title for the brand. So if you give it to that main event, upper mid card kind of spot, then it seems better than if you waste the title on two lower card guys. But then again, the philosophy could also be, well, the bigger card guys can be on a regular match and then they don't need the title, and the mid card guys need the title to bump up their match. So it's two arguments there.
I mean, in a way, I'd almost prefer it then if it was Dempsey against Dragunov, because Dragunov's a better babyface than Dunn is.
What we could do, since I've got that Dragunov and Pete Dunne thing on there, we can slot that in as one or the other for both those matches.
Yeah, we could do that for now.
It can work.
And then add that Rampage Brown Cassius Ohno match.
And Cassius Ohno is the heel for that.
Yeah.
That takes care of Ohno and Dempsey and Dunn and Dragunov and Rampage Brown. Let me take them off our list here. We got, I need to strike through on this. I'm going to clean up my page a little bit. Again, this is why you guys don't need to see a completely all over the place spreadsheet. It's not the most engaging visual content, but I'll pop back in and I'll show you guys here and there. So if I take these off, then get rid of Rampage Brown. Let's get rid of Walter. Let's get rid of Pete Dunne, Dragunov, Charlie Dempsey. Certainly not going to be prioritizing DeFamilia, so we're not missing out anything on that. And Cassius Ohno. Let's move these people up. Okay, we're getting somewhere here. I don't think that Rob's going to disagree with those. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe when he pops back in.
He's not in the Heritage Cup.
Yeah, he might be, but I think he'll be okay with Rampage in a singles match against him. Hopefully, when Rob popped back up here, if he ends up being like, no, I'm going to make a strong case for whatever, then, hey, you know, that'll be interesting too.
And then we'll bring up the fact that he left the call. And so
be like, you lost your vote.
His voting power is diminished.
Let's see. What's another thing we should... Actually, you know what? We'll come back to the NXT UK tag team title thing. Let's talk about the women. We haven't talked about the women yet.
Oh, do we? No, I'm joking. Oh, do we have to? No.
Well, there's not a whole lot of options for this either, because
I think the UK women's title match is down to 6 options. So, there's Blair Davenport. Kaylee Ray.
Kaylee Ray is another option for sure. Mako Satomura.
Yeah, Mako Satomura. Piper Niven.
Piper Niven, definitely. Rhea Ripley.
And Tony Storm.
Out of this. Hey, I think we got Rob back.
We do, yes. Hello.
Ah, okay, cool. So just we'll fill you back in on how this had worked out. In the meantime, we had kind of settled on the possibility of Charlie Dempsey versus either Dragunov or Dunn, depending on who's not in the Walter match. Dempsey versus Dunn or Dragunov as the Heritage Cup. And then Cassius Ohno in a more tough, older guy, big guy brawl sort of thing with Rampage Brown.
I like it, and I have my preference as to who should face Walter and who should face Dempsey now.
Who would you go with?
I would go with Dragunov as babyface, Dempsey as heel, and Walter as Pete Dunne.
All right, that's 2 votes for that. So we're going to go Dunne and Walter in the main event, and we're going to go Dragunov and Dempsey Heritage Cup. Can't go wrong with either of those 4 possible matches.
I'm so glad you rejoined the call.
Hey, you're not going to have to sell me too hard on Walter and Dunn, since those two are great. And I like the idea of Dempsey and Dragunov. We're on the NXT UK women's situation going on now. See if you agree or disagree with this, Rob. We got 6 names that we're floating around. Davenport, Kaylee Ray, Satomura, Piper Niven, Rhea Ripley, Tony Storm.
Those are the names that should be included, yes.
Yeah, because... the other ones didn't win the championship, and they're just simply lower on the card. I mean, realistically speaking, we're not going to go with like a Killer Kelly over one of those names. So
Killer Kelly is great, doing great work at Impact, but not somebody I put in. Unfortunately, Millie McKenzie didn't get a chance to show much of anything either.
Yeah, wow. She really didn't turn out to be focal point at all compared to what she came in as. I thought that was going to be like the go-to story is her built up against Satomura, and instead they're just kind of like, nope, fuck you. And then just, of course, mid-card acts, the Isla Dawn, Ginny, Aoife Valkyrie. And we might come back around to them, toss another match or two from the women's division. But that depends on who we go with for the actual title match, and then the other people, we got to figure out something for them too, potentially.
So I have 2 propositions for the NXT UK Women's Championship match, and they're both with... They're 2 completely different matches. And the other one I'd like to see somewhere else on the card. But that's just me. Again, we're here to be collaborative and discuss it. But my preference is that one of the matches would be Tony Storm versus Mako Satomura. Like the first champion versus the... I guess she was the first champion. Rhea Ripley was. Tony Storm was the first one, right?
No, Rhea Ripley was.
Okay, well... I still think that Tony Storm versus Mako Satomura is a more interesting... proposition, and then the other one is Rhea Ripley versus Blair Davenport, because they just have a very similar aesthetic, and I think it would be quite a mean girl match.
So I like the idea of Ripley Satomura and then Blair Davenport against either Tony or Kaylee. Realistically, I'm okay with having 3 singles matches for the women on this card, as long as it's these 6 involved in them. But I like Ripley Satomura because we saw Mako and Tony during the Mae Young Classic. It was great, but I don't think we've seen Rhea versus Mako Satomura, and I'd like to see it.
I know I wouldn't be interested in seeing Kaylee Ray versus Piper Niven in a singles match.
I have an alternative for that one.
What would that be?
In real life, Kaylee Ray and Piper Niven are like best friends.
Ah.
So I would say in an ideal world, they'd be in a tag team against Jazzy Gabbert and Ginny.
You know?
You can sell me on that pretty easily.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
it's funny to be like, you know, I kind of want to lock that in a little bit. Yeah. Between Davenport,
I agree that we don't need to see any more of the Kaylee Ray and Piper Niven matches.
Yeah, they did like four or something. Between Mako, Tony, Rhea, and Blair. Well, mathematically, I'd rule out Ripley versus Storm, Davenport versus Satomura. That's definitely, we've seen that. So it's either Storm against Davenport, Ripley against Davenport, and then the other one against Satomura, kind of by default. Satomura, Storm, Davenport, Ripley. I think I might be leaning more towards Davenport, Storm, Satomura, Ripley.
No, I can totally understand it. Again, it is thematic. Like, it's the first women's champion against the last women's champion.
I think I'd make that the women's championship match, then Storm and Davenport just like a grudge feud.
I think
I can get on board with that. And then we've got a tag team women's match as well.
Rhea Ripley is the heel champion going up against Mako Satomura. Or necessarily, not the heel champion, but she's the heel. I don't know why I'm writing her down as champion.
Satomura is probably the champion, but...
Or it could just be, hey, you're champion,
either way,
I'm champion.
Either way, it's going to be good.
Oops, I am not copying and pasting this correctly. So, singles match. We got heel, Blair, Davenport. Apologies for the noises, everybody, in the background. Garrus construction noises as well. I'm telling you, every possible thing around here is happening. So then let's go with this women's tag team match. Do they have a tag team name, Niven and Ray, on the indies?
Not that I'm aware of. I'll see if I can find anything about that. But, give me a little while you talk about other stuff.
I mean, I like these matches a lot, and I think it shows how deep the women's division could have been. I think a lot of it ended up boiling down to very long reigns for people, but I would have loved to have seen what they could have done with a Piper Niven championship reign that should have happened. With, you know, hey, let's get another McKenzie in there. Let's get Killer Kelly in there. I would have liked to see more of that.
In the meantime, I'll just put X's down. But I think that gives us three women's matches for this card that we could potentially make it like a two-night WrestleMania thing if we have enough. We can make it just a one-night card. All the other women, I think, if we were to put
seven
them...
seven matches with the women's tag match we just locked in. And I think if we just get like three more,
it'd just be like a one night big card.
On the men's side, you get 10 matches, one night card. And I think that'd be pretty good.
Yeah. And we'll see how we end up with this. But we know we're getting a tag team title match that we haven't come back around to. We're probably going to get some kind of a 6-man tag or something in there. And then maybe one or two other feuds just for the sake of it. But I think we've covered enough of the women's division that if we were to do anything with all the leftovers, it pretty much wouldn't necessarily make the card. I don't think anybody's really going to be like, we gotta get that Eliza Alexander match out there. It would be like a battle royal or something, and we don't need to see that. Maybe we'll come back around to it.
I can't find a tag team name for.
That's all right though. I mean, yeah,
no need.
Because they spent probably most of their careers feuding with each other, so it's quite difficult to do.
But yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense. You got Piper Niven balancing out Jazzy Gabbert as the two big, tough ones. You got Kaylee Ray against Ginny.
I absolutely put the baby faces over in that match.
I'm not even figuring out the winners yet. We'll come back around to that. But yeah, most likely. Okay, so then... it's the next thing that we can kind of target.
I guess it's time to try and settle this tag team.
The tag team thing.
Yeah, I would figure out the tag team title match.
So the option is that we either put either some combination of either Imperium, Gallus, or Mustache Melting into that tag team, that Fatal 4-Way tag team match, or we do another like a singles match for the tag team titles and make this like a 4-way number one contenders match or something.
Now hear me out. Because I know I'm the one that suggested 4-way, but I do like the idea of the British Strong Style Imperium. idea. I do like that.
Well, remember we got Pete Dunne in the Heritage Cup.
Yeah, but I think...
So it would need to be Mustache Mountain against two of Imperium.
But you'd be all right with that, right? Mustache Mountain against...
Eichner
for the tag titles?
Yeah, I think that's the strongest match you can do for the tag titles.
And then I think you take... probably Coffee and Wolfgang. And you put them against... in just like a tag team grudge match. The Grizzled Young Veterans. I think they should be on the card because they're a great tag team. And...
I think you still do a Fatal 4-Way. You can do a Fatal 4-Way between Zappos and Subculture, Pretty Deadly, Grizzled Young Vets, and then I'd personally do the Coffee Brothers rather than Mark Coffee and Wolfgang.
I'm all right with that. I've never really cared.
So I just don't know what singles match we're gonna have. We'd have for Joe Coffee instead, and Joe Coffee should have a singles match if he's not gonna be involved in this tag match.
I agree with that.
And I don't really have Wolfgang on this show.
I still lean more towards Gallus as a three against Imperium as a three, and then putting the visual element here of Mustache Mountain, Tyler Bate, and Trent Seven in the four-way with South Wales, Pretty Deadly, and Grizzled. Now, whether that's for the title or it's the number one contenders or something, I would assume it would be for the titles, and then the three-man.
Because we don't have anybody for the titles, yeah, otherwise.
Yeah, that it would be like the six-man would be some kind of just grudge feud. Probably no DQ, just to keep it to where they can beat the crap out of each other and not have to tag in constantly. Then, maybe not necessarily, doesn't need to be. And the four-way, either as a regular match or as a ladder match or something, that's where I'd probably lean. Because I do think the Pretty Deadly should be a part of this card. And I do think Grizzled Young Veterans should.
It definitely should be. I'm not disputing that. I just think that, again, I get the mindset of putting Bate and Seven in a ladder match or a four-way match is diminishing what they could do in a one-on-one match. Or one team versus the other team, should I say? Like
We saw Mustache Mountain against Grizzled Young Veterans.
Yeah, that was the first match ever for the tag team title match. In these circumstances, looking at that, I would actually just rather than have a Fatal 4-Way and then that 6-man tag, I would rather do Mustache Mountain versus Grizzled Young Veterans, and then South Wales Subculture versus Pretty Deadly, and then the 6-man.
Like in splitting it up as two singles matches, two separate tag team matches.
Yeah, you got a tag team title match, and you got a number one contenders match.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I like it.
And the Mustache Mountain and Grizzled Young Veterans as the titles.
Yes,
obviously more so than Pretty Deadly.
Yeah, go back to the beginning essentially with this one.
Yeah, I think that we should all do that when it comes to NXT. You get.
So let's see, let me move this over here. I really hope that this is recording okay, and that we're not doing all this for nothing. So let's move that over there, and then let's go with this. I need to label these. Tag team match, and then 6-man tag team match. We go with Imperium's side. I'm really glad that Imperium is back as Imperium.
That was so great. I didn't get a chance to talk about that, but that was so good.
And then Marcel Bartel. So we got Joe Coffee, Mark Coffee, and Wolfgang. So we got a Wolf and a Wolf on these two teams. And two Coffees and nothing for Eichner and Bartel. You guys aren't fun. So that takes a lot of people off this card, which is good, because then we're down to just a few names that could be part of the other mix.
They're up to 9 matches now.
I would say if we're going to try to prioritize other names on this list, I'm going to put them in a little separate thing here. Jordan Devlin being one. Noam Dar.
Frazier.
Nathan Fraser.
And
maybe A-Kid, maybe Dave Mastiff.
I think, and hear me out, I think you could stop at A-Kid, put them in a four-way, and we call it a day.
I would say Kenny Williams. Maybe I would try to fight for. Let me make sure that I'm not forgetting any of these names on this list. So, no, we have Primate, we didn't do anything with. Huxley, we didn't do anything. Sam Stokers. I'm forgetting about the old names for some of these people. So Wolfgang, Zach Gibson. I would put Sam Gradwell on this list as a possible person that I would try to do something with. And let's see. Sort range. I don't think I would necessarily put like a Joseph Connors or Ridge Holland or Eddie Dennis or anyone necessarily. But maybe there's something there.
I mean, if you're going to push for Sam Gradwell, I'd push for Eddie Dennis then as well.
I'll add him to the list. Eddie Dennis. On a lower tier, I would put Joseph Connors, Ridge Holland. Ridge Holland doesn't really like, I mean, he's more being roster in my mind at this point. I don't know why I have Wolfgang down as part of Symbiosis. instead of Wild Boar. We don't need to figure out anything for Ligero or some of those other guys.
Ligero and Travis Banks are not getting on the show.
Yeah, I mean, if we had that battle royal, we would just toss him in there. Otherwise, nah. Saxon Huxley, I'd go in the.
Thank you for picking up on why I said what I said in the beginning, Kel.
Yeah, they're.
It's pretty obvious.
It's one of those yada yada problematic, but we don't even want to make the case for it because why would we bother?
It's not worth it.
No. It's a shame we didn't get to see more from like a Josh Morrell or Tate Mayfairs. I don't really know anything about them, so I'm not going to make a case for them. I kind of have two separate groups here, and I guess at this point I might as well switch over to the screen share for everybody that's wondering what we're working with here. This is not a thing. Let's move that. This is not a thing. Let's move that. We don't need to have the key for the enhancement group. This is our card at the moment. These are people we're kind of working with. DeFamilia and all that. These people are, you know, who cares? Mass Team. That was an idea of mine where I was just kind of like, let me just see if maybe that's got something to it, but I don't really feel like exploring it. So here we go. We got these groups. And we could even kind of almost separate them as another one. So out of this, I think I'd prioritize Jordan Devlin the most. He is the most notable guy. He was Cruiserweight champion. He's had multiple main events. But I don't know who I'd put him up against. That's the tough one.
I'd put him either against A-Kid or Frazier and call it there.
Frazier's the most interesting one to me out of those two.
What was that four-way thing somebody suggested?
Just taking those first four names before Mastiff and putting them in a four-way and kind of leaving it at that.
Yeah, I think that could work.
Because outside of those four names, the only two I would want to see on this card any further would be Dennis and Mastiff.
Yeah, I'd almost like to see a repeat of their match they had, that that no DQ match they had, like several, well, I can't remember what show, what NXT
that was, show that was. I believe it was TakeOver Blackpool.
Yeah, because that was, it's one of the like few NXT UK matches that really stick out in my mind as like, that you wouldn't expect, that doesn't involve like a Walter or a Pete Dunne or a Mustache Mountain or anything like that. It's like Dave Mastiff and Eddie Dennis just beating the shit out of each other.
I'm trying to keep myself muted here and there for
realistically,
this noise.
I'd be all right with that fatal four-way and then Mastiff and Dennis being the 11th match on the card and just capping it there, because the rest of the names, I just have nothing for.
hoping that I can talk without that noise in the background again. Again, everybody, I'm sorry for this. I literally have been trying to use every possible means I can to avoid these problems, but I don't know about the Mastiff Dennis thing. To me, I wasn't super down for that. I'd almost go Mastiff Gradwell, because Gradwell surprised me quite a bit.
I have no, like, this is just me. I don't know if Callum has, like, a massive appreciation for Gradwell, but I have, like, nothing to...
I can say with complete confidence that beyond the original NXT tournament or whatever tournament he was involved in, I cannot recall a single Sam Gradwell match.
The matches themselves might not have been the absolute best, but I think that his character worked pretty well.
See, I can't even tell you what his character was. So
he was kind of like more on the gruff side. They did both, like, that he was more of a bully, and then they kind of, towards the end there, they transitioned him as more of a sympathetic baby face that's almost like a good bully, in a way. I don't know if that would really work with, like, a Mastiff. I mean, that could work more with, like, a Kenny Williams. They had that feud going on, but I wouldn't be opposed to just tossing that Fatal 4-Way on there, and then the other ones didn't quite make the card or something. How many matches are we at right now? We're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with that. Yeah, we could cap it off at 10 and then just be like, sucks for those guys. It's the ultimate card.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'd be fine with it. I don't think anything else needs to be that heavily focused on it. Just end it on that Fatal 4-Way.
It could even be, if we want to make it to where it matters, it could be like a number one contendership for the Heritage Cup.
Exactly.
Let's see, Fatal 4-Way, number one contenders. Cup, number one contenders match. So that would be A-Kid, Jordan Devlin, Nathan Fraser, Noam Dar. The other ones, unfortunately, just don't make the card. And then we have two more things in mind that we got to do, which is to put this in order and to settle on who wins.
Yep.
I think we've got... I'm going to do, like, reverse order of top is, like, the main event. So we know that Walter Dunn, that's going to be our main event.
Yeah. Should have a buffer between.
I assume so. Then probably have the women's title match, like,
yeah, third. The one, yeah, like for, yeah, third from the top. Will be a buffer match for that. I'd say maybe the... It's a number one contenders tag match. The Southwest Subculture versus Pretty Deadly, maybe.
I could see maybe the six man tag.
It's not necessarily like, a buffer. It's Imperium but... followed by Imperium.
That's right. Yeah. Number one contenders tag could work in that. The women's tag match could work in there too. Actually, the Tony Storm and Blair Davenport match could work.
What, women followed by women?
You think maybe Ono and... No, Ono and Rampage, that doesn't make sense because Walter is like the big guy and all that.
Yeah. That's why I'm leaning more towards the tag match because it's something a little bit different. And also, it's a match with one of the less amount of stakes. There's less there's less incentive for the crowd to need to be super motivated for this match.
How'd they are the tag match?
The number one contenders one?
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. Move this out of the way. Number one contenders tag match. That's their bathroom break, essentially. And then let's move these all down just to be sure that we don't overlap anything.
I say you open with the tag match.
Tag team title match?
Yep. Well, you got to open up with some of strong. Your best and worst matches, yeah. Your best matches should bookend your shows typically. So
you got to open up strong, and I think that is definitely one of the ones that could open up like that.
Then you have. Then I'd go Davenport and Storm.
I was thinking Davenport, Storm, then maybe Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah, I think that works.
I think we should separate these two matches. Fatal 4-Way and the 6-Man Tag. Because it's a lot of people in there.
Oh, that's fine. I think the 6-Man Tag could be the one before the Ripley-Satamora match.
The 6-Man Tag. Yeah, that makes sense. I like that idea. Then we can do one of these two. Maybe the Heritage Cup goes up here.
Yeah.
Women's Tag. And then we go Rampage. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that works. Good layout.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 matches for this. So it could be a one-night thing. That balances out pretty well. I don't think we have enough strong matches that we could do like a two-night card anyway.
No.
Okay, so now we got to figure out who wins.
Okay, so
I'd go Mustache Mountain.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd go Mustache Mountain.
Yeah.
Who do you guys think's better as going in as champs?
Probably Grizzled, the Young Reds. You know, give them a title change, make them happy.
Yeah. It's kind of like one of those ones where it kind of just doesn't really matter, so I might as well have the title change.
Yeah, we won't even bother with putting that down. Storm and Davenport. I think Davenport.
I agree with Davenport as well.
And she gets she cheats to win if she needs to, or like grabs tights or something.
Look at us. 2 for 2. We're just agreeing.
Heritage Cup number one contenders. Now that means we got to go back to this and figure out who fights who. So I kind of like the idea of Dempsey getting the win.
Yeah.
Dempsey versus Frazier, I think.
Yeah, I'd say that's the better match you could have from the babyface side of it.
And not only could I see that making sense, I could see that being the first person that we feed to Dempsey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Because you got to make sure you're not booking the next champion as the first challenger. So, yeah. Ono and Rampage Brown. Since it's NXT UK, I'd lean towards Rampage.
Ono usually loses, so Rampage Brown.
Yeah, that could work for me.
Women's tag, baby faces?
Yep.
Yeah.
6-man tag, no. Gallus is definitely going in as babyface because Imperium's not working babyface on there. But I think it's stronger if Imperium wins. So that way Walter looks stronger in the main event. Ripley and Miko. That's a tough one. I could see a case for both.
I'd lean towards Ripley.
I will say we're probably going to go Pretty Deadly winning this one, right?
Yeah,
because they could be number one contenders to
being
seven. So if we do go heel, it would be heel. Oh, and heel. There'd be four heels in a row.
Yeah, so maybe we should give Mika that more of the
way. I can see Mika getting it.
I can see that too.
Yeah, it'd be a good match. Good boy.
And then we just got to figure out Walter and Dunn.
Walter's so good.
Do you go with Dunn getting the underdog wins story, or do you go with Walter still just chops him down?
It should be done, realistically.
Really?
It should be done, because then it's done, because then you could tell a long-term story of Dempsey holding the Heritage Cup, and then he just runs through the competition, then he eventually faces Dunn and beats Dunn for the UK title.
I like it.
All right.
And it ends the card with the babyface going over, winning the title. So
and
everybody gets
it. You've got him holding the UK title, and you've got Mustache Mountain holding the tag titles. They can all celebrate together.
And in the meantime, you can do like for strong style against Imperium. Walter tries to get another match. You could do a one-off with Rampage, one-off with Dragunov.
You could even do a spot during this match where Imperium tries to come out and help Walter, and Gallus gets a little vengeance from earlier, and they stop Imperium. So it's like, no, it's got to be just Dunn and Walter. Look at this card.
You could do a cool thing later on, like having Dunn defend the title against Mustache Mountain in a three-way. Just like it's a respectful, like an all-babyface three-way type thing. There's some cool stuff you can do. It always makes me sad that it's going now.
Well, we wouldn't get this exact card, especially because some of the people aren't even in the company anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I like it. I think this is probably the best possible card that we can go with. The only difference being, I think we should probably actually write down who the champions are for these matches that we didn't. You think Ripley and Satomura, which one do you think makes more sense? I kind of think maybe the idea of Satomura going in as champion and retaining, since we have multiple title changes here, makes sense.
Yeah, that could work.
Ripley comes in. I was the first one. I can take that title back. And then she comes up short. Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
This feels very ultimate pay-per-view card for me. At least for NXT UK. Obviously, we're not getting, you know, Bret Hart in here or anything.
This was a very fun little experience. Like, I love everything we have here. I'd watch all of these matches intently. And yeah, I think it'd be a really fun match to see.
I'm sold. I think we got it. So let us know what you guys think. If you agree or disagree with this this card setup, maybe you have some other matches. Maybe you're like really disappointed that we didn't get Taemon on the card. I don't know who. But that is what we're working with. Starts off with Tyler Bate and Trent Seven beating Grizzled Young Veterans for the tag team titles. Blair Davenport gets a victory over Tony Storm. Nathan Fraser wins a fatal four-way to become the number one contender for the Heritage Cup over A-Kid, Jordan Devlin, and Noam Dar. Rampage Brown is going through a brawl, but he ends up beating Cassius Ohno. Kaylee Ray and Piper Niven get a tag team tag team win over Jazzy Gabbert and Ginny. Charlie Dempsey is your new Heritage Cup champion over Ilya Dragunov. Imperium beats Gallus in a six-man tag. Rhea Ripley fails to beat Miko Satomura for the women's championship. We get the number one contenders tag team match. Lewis Howley and Sam Stoker of Pretty Deadly beat South Wales Subculture. Pete Dunne caps off the night, winning the NXT UK title from Walter. I like it. And this is one of the few ultimate cards that we have done so far, which is pretty interesting. We have plenty more that we can go back and do. We can go back and do the Legacy one, the AEW and WWE ultimate card, and going back to some of the other ones in the very beginning. I think we've only done maybe two of the ultimate cards. I think we might have done the NXT one and the WWE ultimate card, and the WrestleMania one is another one we did. But if you enjoy this, let us know, and we can come back around and do some of these more in the future. Whether or not we've done another mock draft, you know, we can kind of keep it going with just doing the ultimate ones if you guys want more of the fantasy booking stuff. If you want to make sure that we do that, the Patreon is the absolute best way to sponsor that directly through the Pick Your Poison tier. But I don't know what we got going up for the next few weeks, because we do have some, you know, like pay-per-view content kind of coming up, and we've got some stuff that we got to take care of as far as just like, you know, we're heading into the fall. So, you know, eventually you're going to start doing like a Champsgiving tournament. I don't know exactly when I'm going to get around to doing that. That's just, I'm losing track of a lot of those things. And I just realized that I didn't do the Heat of the Moment tournament during the summer.
I think we'll live.
Yeah, I don't think it really has been working out super duper well. So maybe I'll try to figure out another tournament idea. The Champsgiving one, we know at least that's around the fall, like November, but that we've had issues with that in the past where people have not bothered to vote based off of the championships. So maybe we'll even do something different for that. But we got a couple blank weeks coming up. Yeah, Extreme Rules is the next pay-per-view that we know we got to get around to at the beginning of October. So right now, it's currently three blank weeks. After Extreme Rules, we've got the mailbag for quarter four. Eventually, we're going to get Halloween Havoc. I was thinking maybe if we don't do another one in the meantime, we could end up doing a four-year anniversary mock draft of Evolution and just do women's mock draft in some fashion.
Oh, that. I have an all-time women's draft board all set up. I said that ages ago. I was thinking about putting that for, I mean, it'd be good to do a 4-year one for Evolution. I was thinking like almost we would be sitting on that one until the 5-year anniversary, because like 5 years feels a bit more of a round number. But if we're doing it for 4 years, that's totally fine by me.
Well, it could be that might be the week of Halloween Havoc. So we might end up just having to do Halloween Havoc. It depends. If they do Halloween Havoc as like a TV show, we won't focus on it as much. If they do it, which is supposed to be rumored at this point, as a pay-per-view, then it becomes more of a pay-per-view point. But then following that is Crown Jewel. Then we start getting into, you know, Full Gear and Survivor Series and all that. But we have one blank week in the middle of November right now, which I'm currently have down as Time Machine Dream Team, to talk about those Survivor Series teams and maybe do what we had talked about before, a mock draft of the all-time worst Survivor Series teams in some way. I don't know. We have time to figure that out. But before you know it, we're going to be starting to record those end of the year awards, because it's already September 7th. Time's flying. So if you do want anything in particular over these next few weeks, if you're missing some kind of an old segment that we haven't done in a while, or if you want to make sure that we do something brand new, or you got a what-if scenario for us to debate about, or anything along those lines, definitely let us know what you think. And stay tuned to whatever does happen your way. I know at the very least that the next episode that you should be hearing from us is the hot tags. And these are going to be some spicy ones, because we are going to talk about all these things happening with the AEW drama that happened after All Out. Possibly by then we should know if people are fired, suspended, whatever the philosophy is that Tony Khan decides to correct this behavioral issue. It's turning out to be a mess lately. People are getting bit. So, you know, that's happening on Friday. Dynamite tonight. So Dynamite tonight might fill us in a little bit on that. No NXT UK tomorrow. It's done. This is the end of NXT UK. You're never going to hear it again.
We just capped it off. What do you mean?
We finished it. Yeah. We're the reason why it's gone. Sorry, everybody. But that is at least the current lineup of things. And of course, if you go to smartcatmoment.com, you'll see other things happening there and plenty other stuff happening under A Mango Tree that I wish I could get around to even more under Fanboys Anonymous, but some movies possibly coming out soon to maybe do some kind of reviews of, or maybe some fan tracks or something. Just stay tuned to fanboysanonymous.com for all that's happening there. Go to amangotree.com for my link farm, essentially, that I got going on. And follow me at Tony Mango, and follow these guys as well. Rob?
Yeah, you can follow me everywhere at Dude Felice. Check out Fightful and Fightful Select if you're so eager to learn about who's biting who and who's going where and what's happening, because God knows it's going to change by the time we get to the hot tags. So check Fightful Select. Check out Fightful. Check out the interviews I've done with Tom Talks Rubbish and Dom Smith about disability, and just learn more about me in that way. And check out everything on the Smart Cat Moment website, obviously. I've been a part of the most recent Triple Threat articles, and O'Callum Wiggins is always doing great stuff with the Power Rankings.
Yep, the Power Rankings is my week-to-week contribution to the website. Every Saturday you can check out the latest standings. The most recent, well, the upcoming one will be based around the stuff that happened at both Clash of the Castle. God, so many names.
Castle of Champions.
We're all clashing.
Castle of Champions. Yeah. Clash of Clans, all that stuff.
That would be a completely different thing.
All of the fallout from that and from Worlds Collide will be taken into account for the latest Power Rankings. Check out all the other stuff there as well. Check out the Fantasy League. Tony has doubled up the points of Bobby Lashley, so he's taking advantage of that, because Bobby Lashley doesn't lose matches, and that's the important thing.
Very clever.
Do I get bonus points for it being a steel cage match last night?
No, you don't get bonus points. You don't get bonus points for it being a main event, a steel cage, or from the US title. Oh. Literally just the win. That's how we work nowadays. we'll probably figure out. I always change the rules every year anyway, so that's fine. Until I win. That's fine.
At least you're honest.
Yeah. And so that's you can follow all of that stuff. You can find me on Twitter at WigMeister14. And it was fun to draw the line under NXT this week. And I look forward to next week when we do the same for AEW.
Well, you never know. I mean, the ultimate AEW pay-per-view card might not be that far away based off of this this current situation. So again, stay tuned to the hot tags for more of that talk. It's hard not to even talk about that during this UK unrelated thing, but it is the topic that's going on in pro wrestling these days. So, you know, stay tuned. But until then, everybody, thank you for listening to this. Apologies again for any audio issues that might have happened along the way or whatever. Hopefully that is not going to be the case for the hot tags. But we thank you for sticking through it, and we will see you on Friday. But for now, I say that, and then there's another drill going on behind me. This has been another Smarkout moment, and we are being counted out.